Desert Island Discs.
What was the first proper match you played in?
As a schoolboy during the school holidays, I went to all matches and hoped that they would be a man short. None. I remember one summer I played in 15 matches that I wasn't selected for.
For the village team?
Yes. And my first match, I remember going in number 11. We wanted 26 to win. And we did get these runs, but the opposing captain closed the scorebook before I went in. I made it, I think, 18 not out, yes. Which I vividly remember.
Because you were too young, really, to be on the record.
But I wasn't selected, you see. I was filling up the team.
Yes. I know you were only 14 when you had your trial for Yorkshire.
Yes, at Headingley, in front of George Hurst, who was, of course, a very great coach. Mm.
When did you first turn out for Yorkshire?
In 1934 at Cambridge, against the Varsity, and as usual, when I played my first match with the second 11, I failed hopelessly, making naught. And at Cambridge on that particular day, in 1934, I also made naught.
Oh, dear. Well, I believe that in only your second year of first-class cricket, your name was already being suggested as a candidate for the England 11. When did you get your first cap?
In 1937 at Lord's against New Zealand. I started my test career as I did my minor counties and first-class career with a naught.
Oh, dear.
But I remember so well that morning at Lord's when I went through those W.G. Grace gates with my cricket bag and felt so embarrassed, so nervous, so shy. I wished that they hadn't selected me to play. It was the most horrible feeling, and I do hope that when cricketers do play their first match at Lord's or their first test match for England, they never quite feel so bad as I felt on that particular morning.
Let's move on to your next record.
When a vast steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together.
How many test appearances did you make altogether?
I think 79.
79. Yes. And in those 79 matches, I've been looking up the figures, you made 19 centuries and you had a batting average of 56 point something.
Yes.
Now, there was that great innings in 1938 against Australia which gave you the test record of 364. How long did that innings take you?
I think somewhere in the region of 13 hours, 20 minutes.
Wow.
I know it seemed a long time to the people that were watching and the people that were listening at their radios in various parts of England, but to me it was all so quick and possibly seemed 2 or 3 hours or something like that. I was concentrating so hard on the Australian bowlers and recapturing a record from Australia.
Yeah. Well, you scored 40,000 runs in your career. Heaven knows what records you would have achieved if out of your 21 years of first-class cricket you hadn't had 7 years taken up by the army. When did you first captain England?
1952 against India.
And, of course, you got the Ashes back from the Australians after how long?
I think it was 21 years, yes. 1953, when Australia held the Ashes for 21 years.
Yes. Yeah. There was one little mannerism of yours that became famous. Between each ball, you used to touch the peak of your cap. Did you do that consciously, or...?
It was rather strange, but after each ball, somehow, I could never find a cap that would stay still. It would move a little, and I suppose after a time I did do it, a habit.
Yes. 79 caps for England and none of them fitted.
Yes, but we don't get a cap each time we play like they do in football.
And then on January the 17th, 1956, a sad day for cricket, you decided to retire. That was on medical advice, wasn't it?
Yes, I had been having trouble with my back and eventually discovered that I had disc trouble.
Let's have record number 4. What's that?
Oh, island in the sun, V
Ill to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. As morning breaks, the heaven on high.
What have you found the most valuable piece of advice a batsman can be given?
Well, not only as a batsman, but as a cricketer, I would say this, that it is a good thing to listen to all advice, but to try to select out the bits of advice that you can use. Remember that you bowl differently, you bat differently, you feel differently to almost anyone else. So it is really yourself and playing your own game that matters, not trying to bat like Dennis Compton did, like Don Bradman did. I think the great thing is to play your own game and to stick to it, remembering, of course, that practice makes perfect, and it is always a good thing to listen to people that have had more experience than you've had. But it is up to you to use your own intelligence and to sort out which is the stuff that you really want.
Fair enough.